5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Be up and about excited.
Yes.
Come on.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You know you're having a good day.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
I'm not as good today. Rain, cold.
We're actually bloody cold,
so turn on your radio and listen to us.
Yes.
Why the bloody hell wouldn't you? Bo Ryan not far away.
Bowie.
Bozo. And, of course, he's about to take control of Top Gear Australia.
You love that show.
Oh, I do love Top. I'm very glad it's still rolling around. Mm. Guernsey Cash, of course, there's a big 10 spot.
Yep.
And then at the back of this show today, Isaac Smith.
Oh.
I think he should have won two norms.
Well, he thinks he should have won.
I reckon he does. Mm. We're going to get to the bottom of that as well with the champ, four-time premiership player.
Joke
at the end, and then she's all tickety-boo. I see Topics Brownless. Well, we've only got a minute left with you, and then you're off.
Very good yesterday.
Yes, you were. So it surprised me.
So normally when I play a good one...
Yep, you then play a shocker.
For the next six.
Hello to you, old Autic clothing.
Hello, Jimmy boy. Very nice clothing, by the way. Nice. Barcelona boy. Mm-hmm. Great to be with you today. I'll tell you what is interesting.
Yes.
Horse racing at Warrnambool, Jim.
Oh, no.
It's day one of the carnival.
Today.
Day
Seriously?
One...
How bloody good is the bull?
Day one of a three-day carnival. Right. Every man and his dog gets down there, Jim.
They do.
First three races today were over the hurdles.
All right. When's the Grand Eastern or whatever the bloody thing's called?
Maybe tomorrow or Thursday.
Grand Annual.
Mm-hmm. Righto.
So big, big races. Right, so good luck to everyone there. All bet responsibly and do all that stuff and have a bit of fun. I think you're still allowed to have
you're
a
allowed
bit of
to
fun.
Have fun last time I checked.
There'll be a tax on that soon in this
state,
there's Jim.
A tax on everything.
Hello, Ryan. Happy Sunday, Telfer.
Come on,
you can hear
the lurgy just
should have been pleurisy or something. I should have been in bed.
Pleurisy.
I should have been in bed, but I came in and just like what? Gee, I would have been good in the war, Jim.
No, I know you would have been good. I tell you what, you would
have kept walking.
I tell you what, you would have been.
Yeah.
Easy to hit. The old German sniper wouldn't have had too many problems.
Like Chief.
Exactly.
Time for a rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Are we doing,
yes, we do.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, what do we look at here? The Saints young gun signs on. Matthias Philippou.
Well,
you called him Mattress Filler one day.
That's a good result.
2-year deals.
Yep.
Stay at the Saints. That is a really good deal because he can play that boy.
Yes.
Collingwood Carlton Friday night. 95,000 will be there, Jim. It'll be a big, big game.
That will be amazing.
I think Carlton win and win easy, by the way.
Mm. Carlton win and win easy.
Yes.
Against the reigning Premier.
Yes.
Were you going to say that from wherever you're buggering off to?
No. Collingwood just going at the minute. And they got two
boys. Where are you going?
Sydney tomorrow. Jordan DeGoey has got sore groins.
Yes.
Groins. Mm. Nothing worse than that. And Tom Mitchell, foot soreness. So they're in doubt for the big game. Mm. So,
Plantar fascia, I think they're saying.
No, it just says foot soreness here. So, yes.
Kobe
Waitman out for 6 to 8 weeks.
Kobe
Waitman. Cody, you idiot.
You are an idiot. Like, what is wrong with you?
He's hurt his elbow, Jim.
Where are you at?
Lucky it was only the elbows. Other things have popped out, made him break.
Every time. He's already on the
Guess who's available, Jim, for the Saints against North, if he plays? Jimmy Webster.
If he plays.
Well, he's been out for 7 weeks, right, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, so,
of course, the incident was against North.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Very iconic.
Jai Simkin. Yeah.
Read on in your rappy and it says that, Bill.
Well, I haven't read all that yet. also, there's a first gamer in the showdown. Of course, Port Adelaide taking on Adelaide.
No, that'd be it, yep.
Do you know it's showdown 55? Mm. Do you know what the split is?
No.
27 apiece.
Is it really?
Can you believe that?
I think Adelaide have won the last three, haven't they? Well, they've certainly had a good time of it of late.
Right, 27 apiece. This is Showdown 55. And Daniel Curtin will play for the Crows.
Yes, the Claremont boy, intercept marker.
Exactly.
Beautiful left foot disposal.
Right, pick eight from Claremont. Yes. So good luck to him.
Like that.
Because he looked good in the draft. And then he just dropped down a few,
dropped
didn't
down he? A touch. But no, I like him.
What about...
Claremont boy, so he'll be tough.
Oh, Jake.
So make him there.
Fraser McGurk.
Yes.
They reckon he's not playing in the World
can't
Cup for Australia, Jim. What's going
on
there?
Take him in. You've got 15 people.
Mate, I can't believe
X
it.
X factor.
Steve Smith's not playing. No, he's out.
That's easier for me to understand. But
well, they're saying,
Fraser McGurk, you've got to take him even just to experience what a World
Cup's
about.
Exactly. Take him along. Davey Warner is expected to open the batting. He hasn't been making too many runs of late. With Travis Head, and that's fair. We love Heady, of course, but I think you just got to put the boy in.
I'm with you. I can't believe it.
And can you believe, well, believe this too, the A-League, Jim, the soccer in this great country, elimination final this weekend, and it's a Melbourne derby. Melbourne Victory take on Melbourne City, Amy Park, Sunday, 3 p.m. It's been very quiet, the soccer, hasn't it, unfortunately? So that's a big final. Get along there. Amy Park on Sunday, Victory take on City.
All right. If I'm running Australian cricket, just getting back to that for a second, I'm not picking Steve Smith to play anything but a test match from now on.
Spot, yep. I like
that. I'm just saying to him, mate, you for the next 4 years, I'm getting him back to number four. Yep. I'm saying you are batting four in our test team for the next 4 years, and I don't want you playing any other form of cricket.
So Smith at four?
Smith at four.
Who's at three?
Marnus at three.
Marnus at three.
Yeah.
Smithy at four.
Green?
Greeny at five.
Right.
And I want to know who's putting Eddie at six.
Who's ahead at six? Who's opening?
That's a different question. I haven't got the answer to.
I know. I don't know who
opens. Because the big Bison I love, but I worry about his injury toll as he gets
Are you having
older.
Green ahead of Bison?
Yes, because I think if he's healthy, he's going to be healthy and able to be selected longer than the Bison. Bison just keeps getting himself injured. That's my issue with him. But anyway, that won't happen.
We nearly need two openers.
Yes. Well, Usman will start against India.
Usman will, yes.
It's who you bring in to play with him. Our man Bangers, who sent you the joke.
Got 200 the other day, Bangers.
He did. He's going nicely.
Did he get 200?
All right.
That was
Marcus Harris did.
Do I see topics?
Yes, he did well yesterday.
Topics Brownless,
stand by. Clear the board. I want it off the top of the show.
Don't go anywhere. Get yourself a little cup of tea and a Scottish finger biscuit, and then I'll come back with a topic.
Cold Scotch finger biscuits.
Ark this.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You've deliberately come with a double blow of crap. Old topics.
133353, Jim. Now, I was reading something the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Prolific reader I am.
No, you're not.
I am. The Grapes
That's
of...
That's a lie, you're not.
Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, my God.
1984. What else? Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
I read Kill a Mockingbird.
You read a different version.
Da Vinci Code, all that. I've read them all, Jim.
Yeah,
so,
I listened to it.
So I was reading this.
I studied The Grapes of Wrath at school. It was a bloody hard book to
learn. Hard to comprehend.
Well, it was hard to turn into something that was going to work in an exam for me.
Right.
John Steinbeck.
Yeah, that was it, yes. The Moon's a Balloon.
Yeah.
David Niven.
Yeah. That's more autobiographical. But anyway.
Anyway.
Righto.
And I like what I read here. So I need the people to ring up, male or female, whatever it is. 133353. They've got to state their age, how old they are, Jim, and something they still can't do. I'll give you an example.
Right.
This is off what I read. It's not actually me.
Yeah, right.
I'm 33 and still can't swallow pills. That's a good one. A lot of people can't do that, Jim.
Right, I see.
I'm 45 and I still can't believe that people are driving alone in cars with masks on.
That's
weird. Yeah,
That's just stupidity.
35 and I can't fold a bottom sheet.
Mm.
I do it
all the time. I do most of the washing at our house.
Righto. I am 40 and still can't find addresses while listening to music.
Right.
Are you looking for an address?
Turn the sound
down. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well,
there.
I was in a car with a bloke the other day and he said to me, "What car do you drive?" And I said, "I'm Mercedes-Benz."
Yes.
But I said, "I've also got a Toyota Ute."
Mm.
And he goes, "Oh, I like Utes. Which one have you got?" And I said, "The 70 series."
Yes.
Old dual cab.
Yeah, you love it.
He said, "I couldn't drive that."
Why?
I said, "Why not?" He said, "Mid-40s.
Mm.
Why not?" He said, "I can't drive a manual."
Manual.
Oh. I said, are you joking me?
Kids can't.
I said, how old are you? He goes, 45. How come you never learnt to drive a manual?
Spot on, because kids can't.
No, well, I get that, because every car older, now is a bloody auto. On. But back in our day, you drove a stick.
Yeah, a stick. Always. One, two, exactly three, right. Four.
My first car had it behind the steering wheel. Well,
what was that on the tree?
Three on the tree.
Three on the tree.
You had to lean right in to get it into reverse.
I saw something the other day. This is another topic. What was the button you used to press to dim your lights? Remember that?
Yeah.
On the floor.
Yeah, on your floor. You'd click on. So that was your high beam.
Yeah, high
you'd
beam.
Click on that on and off.
133353. State your age, male or female, and something you still can't do.
What are you going away, Rabsy?
We got a $200 Super Dry voucher. Their new season puffers have just launched, and there's nothing good. More iconic.
Here. They're bloody superb.
Only for a few people. Shop in store or online at superdry.com.au to get your new forever jacket plus a $200 ground voucher.
You're filthied up about it,
too. Oh, yeah. They're good.
I'm sure they are.
I saw Zoe had one on yesterday. Haven't you got one?
No, I've got nothing. I always forgot near. Don't worry about that. 133353. What is your age and what can you still not do?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Can you do the splits?
No, don't you try. Jeez. Never get up.
133353. We're asking, what is your age and what can you still not do, Bill?
Yes, indeed. And full board,
not
Jimmy.
That full.
Yes, it is. Right. Look at them. And we go to Will in Mulgrave,
Mulgrave, yeah.
Hello, Willie.
G'day, gents. How you going?
How old are you?
I'm 25 and I still don't know how to play Uno, you know, the card game.
Well, there's different versions.
My kids love Uno.
There are
different
versions.
Can't hack it.
There's only one version of Uno.
Uno's pretty much.
What's the one where you have to put down four and then you pick up four?
That's Uno.
But sometimes that changes, I reckon. Yes, it does.
Still Uno.
Not heard of it.
But a different version.
Stay there, Will. Guy Won Turner. Hello, Guy.
Hey, mate, how's it going?
Good.
Oh, thank you.
You're 2047 and can't answer the phone.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah, we're right now. How old are you, Guy?
I'm 46, turning 47.
And?
What can't you do?
I cannot, for the life of me, eat a vegetable.
What?
I'm like a little kid throwing it up and
really?
Gagging. It's really embarrassing.
Jeez, I love vegetables.
You've got to have veggies.
They're good for you, Guy.
Exactly.
My doctor told me I'd be dead by now when I was a kid. So, obviously not.
You're staying with what you know.
Yeah, exactly. And what I can get down my gob.
Righto, stay there.
Bill's in Yermurka.
Yermurka.
The Purples. Hello, Bill.
How you going, mate?
Going well. How old are you?
49.
And?
Can't dive.
What, into a pool?
Into a pool, a bedroom pool, yep.
Why?
I've never really tried it.
Can you swim?
Yeah, swim all right. I'm going to dive once I'm in the pool, but I can't dive off the edge of it.
He can't dive, Jim.
Off the side of the pool into the pool.
So you do a bomb or something,
peg leg.
Yeah, bomb the shit out of them all. Yeah, smash a lot of them.
He can't dive at 40.
That's too funny. Stay there, Bill. That's good. Joel's there.
Whereabouts?
Doreen.
You're in Doreen, Joel.
Hello, gents. How are we going? Yes, good. I'm Doreen.
Yeah, good.
All right, you're 41, I can see. And what can't you do?
I'm 41 and still cannot click my fingers on my left hand.
No.
I can do the right hand fluently. I've been trying to left for years. I just cannot do it.
That's funny.
That is.
So why can't you? Yeah.
I don't know. It's like the finger doesn't have the friction. It doesn't flick off the way it should. And there's just no sound. It looks semi-awkward.
How many people in their cars are clicking their fingers?
Yeah, but to do them both, you've got to do like the Adams Family. So
right.
You go like this.
This is not great radio.
Yeah, see, they
the Adams Family started when Rabsy farted.
Stay there, Joel.
Oh, Pamela.
Pam's in Wallen.
Hello, Pam.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Do we ask her if she could put her age there or no? We don't ask her,
what?
No, you can. I'm 58.
Yes.
I also can't drive a manual, but more importantly, I can't tie a shoelace the way that you're supposed to.
No way.
Pam.
How have you not worked that out, Pam?
I can do the double bit, but you know how you're taught you do one double and then you turn it around? Cannot do that. Cannot do that at all.
Well, you know what? I work during the summer on the cricket coverage at 7.
Yes.
And I reckon there are at least three of the commentators who can't tie a tie. Ricky Ponting being the main one.
But
hand his tie over to someone else to tie it and then loosen it over the neck.
They can do the Bogan way, but not the nice tie, though.
Fat. He can't do any tie.
Can't do any.
Any tie. He's just to hand it over to someone else to do it. That's exactly right.
No, we had to, when we're at school, we had to have a tie.
Well, of course we did.
Who do we like for the prizes?
Is that it?
Right. That's it?
Oh, I thought there was a lot more there.
No. I like
Can't Bill. Whistle, Joseph.
Bill's there.
Bill in your murker. Yeah,
any man who can't dive into a pool at 49. Come on, Bill.
You've got yourself a $200 super dry voucher there, mate. And your radio up.
Bill. 7 seconds, wait for it. You'll come in, you watch.
You got yourself a super dry voucher, mate. Get yourself your new Forever jacket.
Turn your radio off.
Sorry.
And Joel, I like. 41, can't click his fingers.
Yeah, on one hand.
Hey, Joel, you've got yourself a $200 crown voucher.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Make sure you
appreciate it.
Check out Fidel's Crown's newest Cuban-inspired bar and restaurant.
Mm. That was good.
Thank you very much.
Nicely well done, Fat. Well done.
Oh, very good. Hang on, we've got one more here.
Well, hang on, one more.
No, yes. Too late.
Alan from Allen Bank.
Alan. Alan. How old are you and what can't you do?
What can't you do?
Yeah, I'm 43 and I still can't believe I tolerate listening to you shit dribble Fat. It's Todd from Bowen.
Oh!
And listen.
Cut him off.
No.
The good people at Ford, mustn't they feel like idiots today? They pay for you and Isaac Smith to film yourselves in a Ford Ranger doing a driving tour of Geelong. Mm. Now, it was an awful idea, but even worse execution. The most underwhelming 3 minutes of content I think I've ever seen across my socials. A zoomed in GoPro shot of your dumb head. And as someone pointed out in the comments, you got the triple XL Gazman half zip pullover covered in crumbs. You're yelling out of the car to Big Al. There's no sights to see. You drive past GMHBA, your pub, and the Sphinx. You may as well have popped into the actual Geelong dump so you could tick off the quaddy. It's got absolutely no zero surprise that they haven't come back for round two. No ROI, Bill. That's an acronym for you.
What is
it? Ford Ranger. It's the best-selling car in the country, and you turned it terminal, mate. And by the way, while I've got you, Fat, the Cat's been 7-zip.
7-zip.
Absolutely nothing to do with you, Fat. You retired in 1997, round 14, after getting 3 disposals, and Tanner Bruin was born run. 5 years later, all right, mate? Wake up to yourself.
Is he gone?
Yes.
So he hangs up.
Oh, he hangs up.
He don't want to stay around for a bit of a stoush. He's weak. Oh. He is weak, that bloke.
He has his way with you.
No, because I let him go.
I'll tell you what he does to you. He B-slaps you.
Bitch slaps
you. No. That's not allowed to be said anymore.
Oh, right.
Let's go with a B.
Well, Todd's one of them. I don't like him. He's no good.
He's
Why
very good.
Why did you put him on?
Oh. We don't know.
Joey,
it's Alan rings. From Alan. Joey's not even working today.
No, Joey's
well,
not
Joey or Zoe, one of them. Mate, fair
He's flustered.
He is.
Oh, Todd.
I like it.
Todd.
Why
Todd,
didn't you
Todd.
Go to the actual dump?
We didn't have time.
It's the first time we've heard from him this year.
Where's he been?
I don't know where he's been.
I don't know, but he's in form.
Good
locked
though.
Up.
He's loaded up.
He's been in jail.
That's what he is. He is loaded up.
He's not.
No. Joseph.
It's not from Barwon Heads. Not Barwon Jail.
He's a thief.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Our reps for props. and intuity.
I'm the listener.
he's a floor.
and on your radio, this Bloody is Triple Todd. M's Rush Hour.
Knocks him off his
JB
axis.
And Bill.
Doesn't
if,
it?
He just missed it. He returned. Well, Todd from Barwon Heads.
We haven't had him for a while.
What's the date?
As soon as he returns, Fat just can't operate.
No,
you get all this, you get all 30. Quivery.
Where's he been?
Your lip gets all quivery.
Quivery?
Mm, you get a
funny word. But April 30, we haven't seen or heard from him. I'd like to know where he's been.
He's been busy, obviously.
He has not. What would he do?
Everywhere I go, people say to me, who is he?
Yes.
Where, do you ever know he's going to ring?
He's a flog.
And we don't know he's going to ring. He just rings. Well, now Zoe's taken the call. So yes. Zoe's been introduced to him.
Yes.
First time.
No.
And then we just put him through. And he says whatever he wants.
Well, why doesn't he go on radio?
He doesn't want to, mate. He works out there, bloody.
No, hey, go on radio, does. And then I can ring him up and pot shot him.
Because you'd be good.
I would be. You'd I'd be have something at... written down.
You don't know him.
Well, I do.
What you don't know.
My favorite,
so how could you pot him?
My favourite was last year when he said, "Get off the air, you fat smack."
And guess what I'm going to do tomorrow?
Yes, you're
get
off the air. I like it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Has he had enough?
Yeah, we've certainly had enough.
More than enough.
Okay.
Top Gear Australia premieres on Paramount Plus in Australia on Friday the 17th of May. And what about this for a host? Former rugby league legend and one of our good mates, Bo Ryan.
Before he became a Star TV presenter, our next guest scored 53 tries for West Tigers and the Cronulla Sharks.
Close it up for Bo Ryan.
But nothing is more trying than listening to Puns Brownless.
You've done reality TV. Well done. You've added another string to your bow.
Good. Very good.
Can you believe that?
Please welcome Bo Ryan.
Here he is.
Boys.
The main man.
Bowie.
How are you, boys? Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you.
Now, Top Gear, tell me about it, because I thought, and I'm obviously channeling the English one, that Top Gear was a thing of the past.
Well, it was. I mean, obviously the OG guys, Clarkson and Co., were a household name. They were a staple forever. We all, you know, if you didn't grow up watching it, everyone's heard about it. Obviously, the recent one has been, I think it's nearly 2 years since it's been, since it.
Because Freddie Flintoff had that prank.
Well, they've been on hiatus. So our one that comes out May 17 will be the only English-speaking Top Gear franchise in the world, which is big. Because you got the States, obviously you got Europe, the UK. And where we are in Australia. So there is a lot of pressure on us, but it's a show that's, it's a show I grew up loving. The guys, the original guys, were geniuses and get to travel with two guys who are now pretty much my best mates because the contract says so and drive some fast cars. Yeah. How good's life?
Beautiful. With an Aussie twist, of course, an Aussie stig.
Yeah. An Aussie female stig.
Ooh. Nice.
Yes.
Well, the other Top Gear had a female stig there for a while too.
Well, allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
You don't know because the helmet's on.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know. Exactly. Stig could have been anyone. Could have been Grant Denyer. How are you supposed to know?
Depends how tall he or she is.
But the drive, there you go. The driving is obviously in the show's next level. It's all about the cars. But the stig, I'm biased. But we had plenty of big names, as you'll see coming up in the live studio. People like Alex Volkanovski, who they're hard to spook.
Yeah.
So the steer getting in there with them, getting them sideways, when you get a person like Volko to cringe and really curl up, you know you're doing something right. So she is a weapon, and I can't wait for the country and the world to see her in action.
That is good.
Mate, I know that's 100% true, Bo, by the way, because back in the old cage days, the Bricky Show we used to do here, they released the Malu Holden Ute.
Oh, the Malu.
Malu. The Malu.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bloody test track was down beyond Officer down there.
Oh, yeah.
And I went down there, Bo, and I sat with the test driver in the passenger seat. And I dead set straight up crapped myself.
Yeah. Mate, I'd rather drive. Obviously I'm doing Top Gear, but I would rather drive at high speeds on a track or, whether it's in the outback or off-road, then be a passenger.
Yep.
I struggle. I struggle being a passenger, especially, we were down at the Grand Prix earlier this year. We were, we've done some pretty crazy stuff all over the world. But being in control of the car is where I want to be. And you'll see this series. We go through South America, the Americas, Europe.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's just me and the roads are getting smaller or the cars are getting bigger, but there are some sketchy moments, but it is all worth it at the end.
So tell us who you got. You got Jonathan Lapalia.
Lapalia, host of Survivor, and who is a car fanatic.
Yep.
And Blair Jocelyn, who hosts, he's got a YouTube channel, which is one of the probably the biggest car YouTube channel in the country. Mm. Now, as you guys know, I'm a huge car guy, always been a huge car guy. I can, pull a car apart, put it together within a couple of days. That was a joke.
Oh, God, I was going to say, I didn't know that.
Help me out, boys, help me out.
Didn't tell me.
But there were moments where cars definitely broke down in South America, and these roads, it's hard to tell what's a road and what's a path over there.
Yep.
But JLP, Jonathan Lapalia, would literally get me to go, all right, Bowie, go in, grab the linkage, it's under the battery, pull it out, and we'll connect all this. And when you pretend you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I do.
I did that for a little bit, but four or five times over the first 2 weeks, he literally got the car going and put it back together. And I knew he liked cars, but watching him in action was, it was unreal, eh? Wow. It was
didn't
great. And
I didn't either.
There was all the pressure on him when we did our challenges and we had a little race, all the pressure was on him, and that's how I liked it. That's
Paramount Plus, by the way.
Oh, no.
That's Paramount where I find Plus. It.
Friday, 17th of May.
Right.
You're still doing that other show you do? What's that, The Amazing Race?
Amazing Race? Yeah. Last time I spoke to you, Bill, you said you're a huge fan.
Oh, yeah. I watch it all the time. I watched the last series. That was great over in India. Maybe a bit hot.
It is, yeah, it's hot. Well, that's the whole point of it. You got to put them in testing conditions. I actually had a moment filming Top Gear this year, at the start of this year. I underestimated the travel. Yeah. I mean, obviously Amazing Race is a long tour. Survivor for JLP is a long one, but they're in the same location. But this was essentially, we moved around. We probably went to the same amount of countries as I did last year for Amazing Race,
yeah.
which was crazy, because at least at the race, you know, you'll stand there at the end of the mat. You might have 6 hours, 8 hours in a country waiting for the teams to check in. Whereas this on Top Gear, mate, we were changing countries every second day and driving. So I don't know how much of Europe you've done, but you're in Switzerland. A couple of hours later, you're in Italy. Next thing you're in south of France. Then you're back up to Germany. We covered most of the globe, definitely most of Europe, and it was unbelievable.
And you're on the wrong side of the road. I'm just reading it here. French Alps, the streets
French
of Rome.
Alps, Swiss Alps.
And then you're down on the coast.
St. Columbia.
And then in Columbia's jungle.
Got to go past Columbia. You know that. I always throw Columbia in there. You know that, boys.
What do you get there?
Got a stone there. We're in Colombia. We're in Colombia. What do I get there or where? World's question. World's question. What do you get there? Plenty of great content, great people.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of people really, really positive and happy all the time. Don't know why they're jumping around, bouncing around, high energy, hype. You know, a lot of hype there, which was great. Everyone, it feels like everyone's in a good mood in Colombia.
Hey, mate, it is great chatting to you. I know you got to fly, so we'll let you go, but good luck with the series.
Yes.
Top Gear Australia coming up on Paramount Plus Friday, 17th of May. Good luck with the Amazing Race. Good luck trying to catch up with the Storm. We're going to win the Premiership.
They'll win it.
Yeah. Now, the way Pappenhausen is going, if he stays injury-free, they are a real threat. But if something happens to Pappy again, they're in trouble. So Pappy's the key for them.
All right, mate. Great chatting. Well done, mate.
Thanks, boys.
See you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I'd love a curried sausage right now. Or a beef schnitzel.
Isaac Smith is going to join us ahead of the Carlton draft tonight. 18 months ago, he joined us on the show. This is how it happened.
Hey, well done, Normie. Great work. Mm. And you're a four-time premiership player. Great work. Isaac.
I think I'd had a couple, by the way.
I think you
was at the Warship when we were a Mad Monday.
Now, Fat.
Yes!
I think over in South Australia.
I think.
The powers that be over there, mm-hmm. our man Pete Malinauskas being the main one, probably people underneath him,
right,
are not happy with the place being referred to as Radelaide.
Well, we weren't allowed to mention it
during
the
gathering. Mm. Now, I think they're missing a trick.
Oh.
Because I reckon it's a term of endearment. Everyone says that Adelaide used to be a sleepy old city back in the day.
Yes.
It's not anymore. It's up and about, mm-hmm. and that's why people, especially from the east, call it Radelaide, mm-hmm. because it's become a bit Radelaide.
What is Radelaide mean?
So radical, it's rad. Ah. The city's got sizzle.
Well, I thought it must have meant it was a bit Sleepy Hollow.
No, it's the opposite of that. Oh. So I think it's a compliment, and I think they're missing a bit of a trick. Not that I ever say a bad thing about that part of the world, because I love it,
mm-hmm.
but it is... It is now a cool joint to visit, Adelaide.
I think they also said that not to call it the city of churches.
No, I get that, because there's no more churches there than anywhere else, so I get that bit.
But that's
the Radelaide.
It's not harmless, by the way.
There's now ripping bars and restaurants and
we've seen it at its best in the last 2 months.
So I'm looking at it going, stay with it.
Yeah.
Embrace it. It's good.
Yeah.
But the only thing I will say,
there's a but.
Finish live
yeah.
at about 5:30 on
time's the bar
Sunday.
Yeah.
Try getting an open bar on a Sunday in Adelaide anywhere.
There must be something.
In fact, I reckon in a car we went to 7.
You did.
All shut.
After Live Golf.
I'm talking 7:30 in the evening.
No.
So it's not 11 o'clock or 12 at night. Rabs.
I know. Gather Round was the same.
Sunday night, the whole joint just shuts.
Why?
I've got no idea.
Well, that's Radelaide.
So, it doesn't become. That's where it drops
the city
Radelaide
of churches,
off. Then it becomes the city of churches.
Oh.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's a lot of work went into that.
Yeah, not by you.
Oh, no. Second hour, Isaac Smith not far away.
Yes.
Four premierships. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think we're going to get this number out of him. He's won the most obscene amount of premierships over a period of time. Something like 8 out of 12 or...
I hate
no, it's something like that. It's insane what he's done.
He played at Albury and Wodonga.
Played everywhere.
Wagga.
And a star.
Exactly.
And a bloody good bloke and doing a very good
Pavilion.
Job with us.
Mm. Well done.
He forgot what his pub was called.
No, I did not.
In Tasmania.
We're doing
Google it.
Doing Guernsey Cash.
You forgot the name of your own joint.
I did not.
What's it called? The Pavilion or something?
Yeah, it's Jim Course.
Oh, I know the name. It's not even my joint.
Well, I was going to ask Alex about it when we get him on.
We'll get him on.
Well, hang on.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
Players as your life, Jim.
10 grand.
Well, he opened those.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
Alex.
G'day. How are we going?
Good. Hobart. How's Hobart?
Yeah, pretty nice down here today.
Nice bars down there.
Yeah. The Pavilion, great bar.
Is it a great bar? We haven't been there yet, Alex, Rabs and I, so we're
small.
We're keen to know what it's like.
It's pretty good. We had a few beers in there after we won the NBL Championship with the Jackies.
The Jackies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are
you tied up with them?
I work as one of their physios.
Oh, good on you.
Well, congratulations on the win.
And bloody oath, though. Well, geez, that was a good series, wasn't it?
Yeah, could have gone either way. Yeah, really competitive.
So if you won 10 grand, what would you do?
Saving up for a wedding at the moment, so I reckon my fiance would take a fair dip of it.
Oh, that'd be nice, Jimmy boy.
Want to look after a couple of the necessary purchases.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
What would they be?
Rings? I reckon fat might just take care of them.
Overrated the rings.
Now,
do you know your footy and your numbers?
Slightly confident.
All right then. Here's the boss.
Here are the rules.
30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple numbers for the club. We'll accept either answer, but we have to accept your first answer. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time. You get all 10 right. $10,000 is yours. Your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and the club.
All right, Big A. Ready to roll?
Ready to go.
All right, here we go. Cade Simpson, Carlton.
6.
Ben Brown, North Melbourne.
50.
Bailey Dale, Western Bulldogs.
31.
Toby Bedford, GWS.
14.
Jasper Fletcher, Brisbane.
28.
Tom Bell Chambers, Essendon.
2.
Lockie Keith, Collingwood.
23.
Adam Kingsley, Port Adelaide.
29.
Raph Clarkson, Kilda.
6.
He was 8 from 8, Jim.
You were 8 from 8.
Oh. You were 8 from 8, Alex. And you said...
For the last two.
Well, said Ralph Clark, Raph Clark.
6. He was 16 or 8.
Yeah. So you would have got that wrong.
And it was also the slight pause you had on...
One of them.
Toby Bedford. Might have been Toby. Bedford, by the way.
No, he was flying. Jeez. 8 from 8.
All right, give him something to go to the Pavilion.
Raps.
Oh
no! Give him a couple of pots.
He lives there. Right. Give him a voucher.
2 pots.
Of Bogues Drive.
Go and see Blair. You know Blair, big sheephead. Yeah. Go and see Blair there and say Bill said you can have. I know what you can give away.
Give away a voucher.
You can have a little.
Give
half,
away
half look, a chicken
the fact
burger.
That we've spoken about the Pavilion 3 yes. times in this yes, break. Right is worth $5,000. Yes. So what are you giving out?
$50 voucher from the Pavilion.
$50.
That'll get him.
On top of that, next time you're in Melbourne, mate, we've got a $150 voucher for Etchor in Mexico. They're opening up in Hardware Lane, which is a brilliant part of the city. So you can visit your nearest Etcho to see what everyone is talking about, Bill. Etchoinmexico.com.au.
That's it. Good, that. Well done. And the voucher
well
from
done,
the
Alex,
Pavilion.
Make sure you go and get that from the Pavilion.
Yes, exactly.
No worries.
Well done, Alex.
Well done, mate. 8 was thanks, bloody mate. Good going.
He was going.
It
was just a I bit
liked that.
Slow,
Cade Simpson, I ended up at the Brownlow with him and Andrew Walker until about 5:15 in the morning.
Cade's from Beaconsfield, so he can go.
He knew what he was doing. Mm. They were
slight.
They were leaving me in their wake. Wouldn't I think Purple
hard.
Was there too.
Wouldn't have
he
been.
Can go.
No, I know. Well, except for the other night. They fell away badly.
I slept.
Don't know what happened to him.
From 12 to 1:30 on Sunday.
Cade Simpson and Andrew Walker. Yes. What are they doing now?
Cade Simpson's coaching somewhere.
Right. Thanks, Bill.
And Andrew Walker's coaching.
Still coming down
elsewhere.
From that mark of the year.
Exactly. He's actually still playing footy, I think, Walks. You know, we'll look it up in this song.
All right, if you know next, what they're doing, let us know.
Give us a
remember
call.
We used to do that?
Yes.
AFL legend.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I'm number one, Nuff.
So you are.
1-3-3-5 Yeah. We put the call out. What's Gade Simpson and Andrew Walker up to these days?
And I told you.
Well, hang on a minute, because we've got a couple of callers. Don't tread all over them. Wade's there.
Wade.
How you going?
Good, Wade. What's Andrew Walker doing, please?
He's coaching the Echuca.
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 Beautiful part of the world.
Wow.
Yeah, and young Rabs, how you going? Wade McGill here, mate.
Wade McGill. Oh, g'day, Wade. How are you,
McGiller.
Mate?
Yeah. Ryan Warren from Narre Warren.
Yes, exactly.
So you got Wade out there at Narre Warren.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How do you know Rabs?
I coached him in the reserves at Narre Warren.
Oh, now, was Rabs any good at all?
No. He could have been good, but he went elsewhere.
What do you mean, went elsewhere? What does that mean?
Well, he's doing what he's doing. He's doing what he's good at now, isn't he?
No, not that good.
So why waste his time, Bill? If you're only going to play footy, you're going to win flags, aren't you? Oh, sorry.
coached any, has he, at Narre Warren?
Oh, yeah, we Ozzy Jones had seen the coach in 06 and we won the reserves, Rabs, and we'd had a very good year that year.
All right, Andrew Walker at Echuca.
He's at Echuca.
Thank you, Wade.
And let's get to Selwyn in Hyatt.
Selwyn.
How you going, mate? How are you?
Hey, Selwyn.
Well, Selwyn.
Yeah, Kate Simpson's a defensive coach at Hawthorn.
Is it Hawthorn?
I told you that, Jim.
Bull's head.
I said assistant coach Hawthorn.
No, you didn't.
How do you know that, Selwyn? Do you know him?
No, I don't.
What do you do, Selwyn?
I work at a pet food distributor.
Good on pet food distributor.
He's a Jim. I can hear.
You're not hearing. You don't listen to Selwyn.
Selwyn
out there in Hyatt.
Oh, there you
all
go.
Right, well done.
Yeah,
so now we know both coaching.
Yeah. Both coaching.
All right, very good. Now speaking of people ringing up,
what's Wade McGill? What a man, by the way.
Tom Bell Chambers doing. He was doing a bit of boxing.
He was. Mm. And did it nicely.
He did.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I have been on plenty of private jets. Oh.
Ahead of the Carlton draft tonight, we're joined by four-time premiership star and now a star of Triple M footy, Isaac Smith.
Our next guest is a four-time premiership player and Norm Smith medalist.
The winner of the 2022 Norm Smith medal, Isaac Smith.
And since joining Triple M footy, wasted no time making an impression.
Is Danger flat with you about the Norm Smith? Has he got over the fact that the judges gave you the votes? Because he thought he was pretty handy in the premiership decider.
I don't know how he could be flat. I had 36 and kicked 3. Danger rocked up. It was fourth quarter and he's had 10 touches and he wanted the Norm Smith. Go home, buddy.
Please welcome Isaac Smith.
Oh, Danger was good.
What about when, and I've told you this, the first ad break after the grand final, and I'm sitting next to the great Luke Hodge, and he's just taken the earphones off and said, "Smithy has just brought the Norm Smith into disrepute." Were his words? He said, "How can an outside freakish runner who doesn't get near another footballer win the most coveted award in the competition?" Well, I said, "I think he's just been pretty handy."
Mm. Well, stats in 2015 weren't horrible either.
Well, you reckon he
should have got him then? Should have got him.
No, Cyril played very well, but yes, should have been in the mix. Yes,
yeah, well, he would have been.
Yeah.
And he kicked 3 goals.
Anyway, two we can't all be as tough as Odgy.
No, we can't. We need
but he's mythically tough, Odgy, too, and he plays on it. He plays on it. No,
no
doubt.
No comment.
That.
He kicked 3 goals, is he?
Yeah.
Two of them wobbled through, didn't they? Jeez.
I don't know. I can't remember them. They're 6 points in the newspaper. Got the name in the newspaper.
23-3 in 2015, he had.
That
was the three-quarter time.
Oh, did you?
Took the boots off at three-quarter time. Just going over.
What about that? His last game, Jim, when he won the 36 disposals and a goal, sorry. But you hung him up. That surprised a lot of people. Do you ever think back and say, I probably should have gone on?
Making more money this year, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Going all right.
No.
You would have had itchy feet.
No, to be honest, I think it just got to a point in my life, my wife and my kids, that it was a good time. And I'm very content with the decision. I had a great career and I would have loved 5 premierships. If I hung around for one more year, I might have been a chance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the boys are going well and really enjoying watching them at the moment. But no, I made the decision based on a personal decision for me and my family, and it's been great, to be honest. I wouldn't give back the last 6 months for anything.
Always leave them wanting more.
Yes, which you don't.
You
do
didn't.
I knew that. But a good story, this one. New South Wales boy, born in Young. Mm-hmm. Then you played Tamora, Wagga Wagga, Albury, Redan, North Ballarat.
Where was one of those clubs?
That's Wagga Wagga.
And Albury.
So you played at all those clubs?
I did, yes.
And
yes.
Won premierships and things?
Yes. 9 premierships in 11 years, Bill, I've got.
Wow.
That Bill.
Don't say nine in 11. I know what you're going to say, and that's very good. Well done, Isaac.
That's lived a whole football life without winning one. Anywhere.
Drew Aldry, under 14.
1980.
Under 14. 1980.
Did you play Barabuddy or something?
No, we defeated Cobram, actually.
Oh, Cobram Baruga.
At Tokemall. I think I kicked 3 and Blair kicked 2. The Brownlesses are on fire.
Under 14.
1980. His career highlight. That is unbelievable.
Now, you just went on a tour of Geelong, you two?
Yes.
In the Ford Ranger?
We did.
Yes.
Magnificent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Mm. Plenty of sightseeing.
Oh, well, what did you like most, the Wharf Shed or the Sphinx?
Probably my favourite part about the whole trip was rocking up to GMHBA Stadium looking at the premiership trophies, Bill, and having a look at mine and still trying to find yours.
Yes. Well, 2007, 9, 11, I was at the club at the time.
Yeah.
So what I was doing, part of
what
it.
Doing?
I helped out.
Helped out. Oh, no.
You took a car out of the joint. That's all you did.
We had a nice tour around Geelong. It's a lovely city. What are you going to do? Are you going to buy? Are you renting? What are you going to live there? Are you going to move on?
Not sure, Bill. Just waiting to see which way the tide goes. We're enjoying it down there, though, and the kids love it. So
say nothing?
Say nothing.
No? Has any other club tried to approach you?
Be honest. Not that I know, William.
Oh! Oh, Isaac, I'll ask you again. Has any other AFL club tried to approach you or rang you and said, what are you doing?
Oh, lots of people in clubland have rang me and asked me what I'm doing. My response is I'm working one day a week. And other than that, not much.
Why do you ask, Bill?
I've just heard something.
Well, from a coaching point of view, I think he'd be exceptional.
No. Playing. Put the boots back on.
Back on.
Too old for that.
Yes or no?
I'm 36 in a couple of months.
I don't give a stuff. How old you are?
Would you be interested in going into the coaching space at any stage?
It's interesting, and there's a bit of work being done about the coaching stuff at the moment. But I don't know. I love football, and I love the football clubs and the environment they create. But I was adamant on taking 12 to 24 months just to assess and to see if I truly missed it and truly wanted to do it. I think you become institutionalised being in a club environment, and I think it was important for me, not speaking for anyone else, but important for me to step away for a little bit. So
I always look at you and think, and I know they're about to get some money back into the soft caps at footy clubs, that you would be an exceptional development coach. So the line coach means you're up doing clips till bloody 4 in the morning and you're travelling around everywhere, and that is a big commitment.
Yeah.
But a development coach grabs young kids and teaches them how to get to AFL standard quickly. And that's, I think, close to the most important role outside of the senior coach in the whole club. Because if you get that bit right, it's amazing when they start playing. And Geelong are almost the best at it.
Mm.
These kids come out of the VFL and just hit the ground running.
Yep.
And I reckon Sean Higgins is another example of someone who'd be really good at that. So you're not grinding and you're not at airports and, you know, you can still have a life, but you can get young kids to play really good AFL footy.
Yeah, you can. And it's funny how quickly a line coach will take a player that's come out of a development group and claim them. So I know Nigel Appen at Geelong, he's gone back into that space this year. So he's stepped away from the whole line day-to-day activity with the AFL team. And development coach, when you're at a club, Jim, when you get really good picks, makes the development coach look really good. So you'd have to be very strategic where you place yourself.
I know a club that's got some reasonable picks.
And needs some development. Wow. They're 18th at the minute.
We're going to get a break with the great Isaac Smith. More to come, including a job offer I've got for him that I'm not sure he wants.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
After the break, we're not having a break.
Yes. We are.
Not coming enough O's in Smooth.
Isaac Smith has stuck around. We asked him about coaching in the first break, JB. Mm-hmm. Well, Isaac has a brand new podcast called Inside with Izzy on afl.com.au, Spotify and Apple, where he goes one-on-one with AFL coaches.
And I think we've got some dimmer, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
To play from the podcast.
I still can recount the moment I was at the centre-half back there and the ball bounced and I was trying to play it down sort of thing. Don't get too aggressive. Just play the game, relax, enjoy the day. And I grabbed it, ran through a pack and I felt this glancing blow off my shoulder. The crowd went up in raptures, oh, you know, because this sort of thing. And I turned around and there was this person lying on the ground. Anyway,
that sums up your career.
I thought, oh, shit. Anyway, so that person, as they rolled him over, it was Guy Sebastian.
Oh.
I poleaxed Guy Sebastian about 10 metres in that set square there. So then I just put myself in the back pocket. No more. Don't go near the ball. Don't do anything.
He's cleaned up Guy Sebastian.
Yeah. He reckons fully knocked out, couldn't move on the ground in a charity match.
Oh,
I know it was tough when he played, but he was. You're playing a charity match,
but
Jimmy.
You know what they're like? They can't, they just got to go.
Only know one way.
Exactly right, Jimmy boy. Who else have you had a chat to?
Yes.
Adam Kingsley?
Yeah, so we'll get to I'm pretty sure all of them at some stage, but we've done Dimmer, Adam Kingsley, Sam Mitchell, Adam Uze.
Oh, good.
We're going to have Daisy Pierce, I think, which will be good. And possibly the big horse Longmire in the next couple of weeks as well. So we'll get through all of them at some stage. But what a cool project personally for me to do, but a great listen for everyone out there. Not often you get one-on-one with the senior coaches. And to their credit, the four I've done so far have opened up and just talked. I reckon I've asked 10 questions and they've talked for an hour. So some amazing insight. Some great stories. You hear that Dimmer one. There's plenty more. Adam Uze this morning, we went through him and he was talking about how he was picking fruit on the farm at Shepparton and he knew he had to make AFL footy because otherwise he would have been stuck on the orchard. So, you know, they open up about their childhood and their coaching journey and talk about the best players they've coached and the best teams they've been involved in. And there's just some really cool things that come up and I feel pretty grateful that I've had the opportunity to sit down with them and talk about it and pick their brains.
Mm-hmm. It's a good combination of footy and non-footy, yep. JB, coaching hot topics, problem solving, and just general footy banter like we heard there. They drop every fortnight wherever you get your podcast in the next coming weeks.
Nice, I like that. Now, the Carlton draft tonight.
Yes.
Ooh.
Full dinner suit and all.
I can't have you got
one?
That.
No. Had to borrow one.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't have one. I just knew that. You take Candace?
No, she's at home looking after the kids.
Now, there's a great lady, Jim. Great lady. Mm. Good country girl.
Surprised.
Candace, I used to see her down the street all the time with the kids. She'd be walking the kids all the time. Don't know where you were.
Well, mate, someone's got to work.
No,
I shouldn't say that. Yeah. Candace runs our business in Geelong, Bill.
What's that called?
Home at Heart Geelong.
Tell us about this. This is very interesting, where you go into homes.
Yes, we go into homes. So, and this isn't a deliberate plug, but my wife's been in emergency care for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
And we've gone into the aged care space. So we provide aged care at home in Geelong to the over 65s in Australia, and there's so many of them. And one of the biggest things we've learned since going in is that loneliness is a massive thing. So with our business, we not only try to provide care and everything that someone in need needs, but we also try to create a beautiful environment that we're engaged with them, not just whilst we're there doing care.
Being a friend, you had a beer with a bloke a couple of times.
I had to take an old fella in Geelong out. Yeah. For a couple of things, our worker pulled out, so I got thrown the keys, and he was keen for a 4 o'clock whiskey. So after his massage and a couple of other things we had to do, we went and had a little 4 o'clock whiskey, which was nice. So
Well done.
Nice. Well done. Now, I know you're busy. You've got the Carlton draft. You've got that particular business. You've got what you're doing with us, but I need a hand from you.
What do you need?
Well, fat's buggering off.
Oh.
Which is a blessing.
Mm.
So for the next couple of Saturday rubs at least, he's not going to be with us.
Yes.
So, and I'm not even going to try and say they're big shoes to fill because they're not. So
big shoes, you know what they say.
Big socks.
Yeah. It rhymes with it.
We need you, if you can, to come and give us a couple of Saturdays with the rub. Mm-hmm. Bernard, myself, Damo, and Iz.
Yeah, I reckon I'm pretty keen.
Yeah.
I'll jump in.
You've got to be funny and you've got to be clever.
Yeah.
And
you're
not.
I won't try and fill your shoes.
No, don't.
No, I'll try and be a little bit more intelligent than that.
I tell you what's hard, because Boonie doesn't give you a lot. He does nuff, and that's about it. And then Damo, he doesn't turn up. He didn't turn up last Saturday. I don't know where he was. He'd had a big night.
Well, I'll tell you why he hasn't rocked up. No. Every time I open my phone, all I see is Nick Larkey.
Yeah, good. Isn't that brilliant?
That's good.
That's awesome.
I got a this is just the Over the Drip Tray, it's called. It's a segment we do with a lot of our guests.
Never heard of it.
Have you got the audio?
What's on the front bar? You just ripped it off that.
All right, then. Over the bar.
Under the drip tray.
Under the drip tray. You played with some superstars, and I know you hate this question, but Hawthorn and Geelong. So
Who was the best player you played with? Forward? Best forward you ever played with? Only one.
That's just silly.
No,
it's
no,
silly,
it's good.
It's a silly question, Bill, because I played with Cyril, Buddy, Ruffy, Luke Bruce, Jack Gunston, Tom Hawkins, Jeremy Cameron.
And that's hence the question. One.
Yeah. Who would you choose?
I'd play with Ablett.
Yeah.
But I'd say Grime Myers.
Yeah, well, tell you what, his stats are underrated, what he's delivered the last 18 months.
Buddy, you'd have
to. But Bud's up there with the couple of handful, Gary Ablett, Lee Matthews, couple others. He's probably in that realm.
Right, what about the midfielder?
That's very difficult. Are we going on career stats or whilst I play with them?
Who you and you?
Luke Hodge, he's a midfielder defender. Sam Mitchell, Jordan Lewis, Cam Guthrie is very underrated, and he's a two-time All-Australian maybe.
Danger.
Joel. but, yeah, Danger at his absolute elite. Probably have to go him,
that's
maybe.
Interesting. Good.
Why is that interesting?
I would have thought you would have gone with Lukey or someone.
Silk?
Silk, there's a nut.
Nah, he's a back pocket.
He played with some stars. Who was the best player you played against?
Probably Chris Judd, maybe.
Yep, I agree with that.
Good.
He's a freak, Chris.
Any more, Bill?
I just like those.
Best defender? He's never went back there far enough to.
I was always back there helping Jim. I know a team that could have a wingman that slides back.
Yes, I do too.
Best defender? Well, I don't know. There's so many of them. Hodgie was there, Grant Birchall, Brian Lake, Josh Gibson. I'm going to miss people here.
Strats.
The actual Strato, the six defenders that Geelong have got at the moment is so underrated. That's as good a six as I reckon I've seen.
As a team.
Yeah. As a team and as a unit. Like Tom Stewart, he's off the charts good. Jack Henry's ridiculously underrated. Collar Jasny. Zach Guthrie, and I don't know if I have a favourite player, but if I was a coach, he'd be probably my favourite player.
Right.
I love how he operates. Mark Blitzars can go fullback. So, I don't know, mate. Defender's nearly the hardest to pick, to be honest, because I've played with some absolutely brilliant defenders.
All right, we've got a big win. Izzy's coming on.
How long for?
It might be the end of Fab.
Just 2 weeks.
Saturday, Rob.
That would be a very good result.
You've got to have more than just a few gags now and then, all right? You've got to have some bit of
depth. He dominates Thursday night.
Exactly. Oh, I've heard a couple of good things he said, and then don't hear him for 30 minutes. So,
you've got to be scarce, Bill, in this industry. You don't want to be front and centre with everything.
Got to have some depth.
Inside with Izzy is the podcast. They drop fortnightly. You can grab them wherever your podcasts drop. And also the Carlton draft tonight. He could be playing for Land, Castlemaine, Toora, Old Collegians in Warrnambool, or Bunyip Bulldogs. You know who's from Bunyip?
Who?
The Trash Panda.
Oh, he is too. He is too, the
Toora.
Panda.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled Toora backwards.
Nice to see you, Iz. Now you've got some sympathy for what I have to put up with every single day.
Here you go.
I'd love one.
Nice to have Isaac Smith in the house. Rabbits, hit the button.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He should never go on TV, Jace. Jace.
Jace. He's called him Jace.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Jay-Z Clark tomorrow and Caleb Sarong.
Oh, little Sarongi.
Fine young man and player from joins us tomorrow.
Cockburn.
Actually, Inverloch is where he grew up, on a dairy farm.
He did,
C-O-C-K.
I don't care.
Cock to me.
No. I don't care.
Can you believe that? That's cock to me.
Oh, no, he went with that on air.
On air.
On air.
Yep.
Was that on air?
Yeah, it was. So anyway, tomorrow, but now we've got a joke to wind up this magnificent show.
Jim.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, no. When you're here, just talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, I know.
You know it's going to be rhubarb.
Rhubarb. I was having a look on the socials before, and I see there's a nudist convention in Geelong tomorrow, Jim.
Yes.
No. I might go if I've got nothing on.
Oh, no.
I might go, Jim, if I've got nothing on.
Where's he gone? Jim.
He's trying Jimmy. To cover himself.
Jimmy, what are you doing? Barcelona.
When are you off?
Tomorrow.
Good.
Yes, good. That's not bad.
We'll get Dave Hughes in. You know what? He'll be able to tell proper jokes.
That's a good one for the kiddies in the car.
Here we go.
A good one. Oh, see,
yes, rabbits. We're farewelling you with some woolly bully.
You don't have to be like that.
He's still on tomorrow.
Yes, I'm on tomorrow.
I thought he's gone.
No, he's on tomorrow.
Come on, Jim.
I was getting excited.
Oh, after that, maybe he's not.
That's a good one for the kids in the car, for grandpa, for grandma.
So
mum
kids
and dad.
Are going to get
a better than me sock under the bed.
Oh, oh, no. The thank you. No sock under the bed.
Ah. Oh, Todd.